بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه خرج من عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في وجعه الذي توفي فيه، فقال الناس: يا أبا الحسن، كيف أصبح رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قال: أصبح بحمد الله بارئا. رواه البخاري. Just to reiterate, the chapter we are currently dealing with, the desirability of inquiring from the family of a sick person about his condition. As we mentioned, sometimes with visitation regulations or with distance or with the severity of the illness of someone, it is inadvisable or not possible to physically visit that person, as you may exacerbate or worsen the person's condition. So in this instance, the Shariat advocates and advises us that make inquiries about the person. Ask from the family members. As we said, in current times, maybe make a phone call. This is something that actually lifts the spirits of the sick person, that people are inquiring about me, so and so asked about me. His family members will relay this to him. The incident which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings to explain this etiquette, the narrator is Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He says that Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as we know, Ahle Bayt, Ali Rasul, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the son-in-law of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says he came out from the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during that illness in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. As we mentioned, the days of his maradul wafat, the terminal illness, was spent in the hujra or in the room or home of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So when Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out, we have to try and visualize that period. Every Sahabi, because of the extreme love, affection, bond with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would probably have desired to have visited him, but it was not possible for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to accommodate every one of them. So it was more likely the family members that were visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came out, the people said to him, "Ya Abul Hasan." Abul Hasan is the kunyat of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. "Kayfa asbaha Rasulullah?" How is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In other words, they were inquiring about his condition. To this, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded that "Asbaha bihamdillahi bari'an." Rawahul Bukhari. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the grace and mercy and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his condition has improved much. As we know that the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually did not improve. This was maradul wafat, this was the terminal illness, and it's mentioned in the hadith, fi waja'ihi alladhi tuwaffiya fihi. This was that sickness in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually passed away. So what is the significance of saying Alhamdulillah bari'an, that he is improving, he is getting better through the grace of Allah Ta'ala, through the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? One ulama explained that through these type of mentioning or reports, even though the condition of a person who is sick is getting worse, for you to say Alhamdulillah is improving, is getting better, etc., they say that this is what we call taking a good omen, having good hopes and expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in another narration, it's mentioned that those who were informed, they knew the reality, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually was very, very ill, and that his condition was not actually improving. In fact, it's mentioned that Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, "Wallahi, inni la ara rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sayatawaffa min waj'ihi hadha wa inni la arifu wujuh bani abdul muttalib innal maut.
He says, by the oath of Allah, I know, or my expectation is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will soon pass away from this illness which he is experiencing, because I know the appearance of the faces of the family of Abdul Muttalib at the time of their death. In other words, what Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, senior uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is saying, that I saw the athar and the signs of mort and death evident on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite this, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when asked about the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Asbaha bihamdillahi bari'an. So from this we learn that try and, even in the face of adversity, difficulty, imminent hardship, try and keep positive expectations and positive hope. Because Allah Ta'ala, for Allah is not difficult. Something that appears to be impossible, for Allah Ta'ala is possible. And عِنَّ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. Allah Ta'ala says that I deal with my slave as he has expectations from me.
بَابُ مَا يَقُولُهُ مَنْ أَيَّسَ مِنْ حَيَاتِهِ. Sometimes the illness is such, person that is going through such a condition, that there is no valid or real hope or expectation of cure. It's a terminal illness. It's an illness for which there is no apparent cure. The condition of the person daily is deteriorating. So, such a person, what should he say? What should he do in that condition? Our Shariat, alhamdulillah, is very, very comprehensive. There is no situation a person will face except that we have the direction, clear, beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to conduct ourselves in every situation right up till the end, right up till that moment when we leave this world and we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meet Allah in such a condition that we have emulated and followed the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So death, terminal illness, illness without cure, illness where the sick person's condition is deteriorating in front of your eyes. Even that example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, because that is the reality of life. And we find that through the illness which Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced, many, many such lessons we learn. Most important lesson, which every one of us needs to constantly be alive to, remind ourselves of, is the reality of mort and death. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, after he was given poison, and the doctor or the hakim at that time, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, was in a state of semi-consciousness. He wasn't even conscious. The Hakim comes, checks him, says to his family members that this person has been given poison, and not just given poison. The poison has taken effect. In other words, don't have much hopes for any recovery. He's going to die. At that time, Umar bin Abdul Aziz opens his eyes after having heard what this physician said. And he said that my condition is no different from anyone else. In other words, don't have hopes of life even if you haven't been given poison. Person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, osini, give me advice. What is the advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him? He says, make every salah as if it is your last salah. Ud nafsaka min ahli al-qubur. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, count yourself as if you are already in the grave. This constant being alive and conscious to the reality of mort and death, this is a very, very powerful tool and instrument and medium and deterrent from Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. It's a powerful tool for us to be
involved in amal. It's a powerful tool for us to bring our lives onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we are alive to how temporary our lives in this world are. Ud nafsaka min ahlil qubur. Count yourself as if you are already in the grave. In other words, always be preparing for the inevitability of the temporary nature of the life of this world. So we find these important lessons from the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly through his maradul wafat, through the terminal illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So babu ma yaquluhu man ayisa min hayatihi. Very interesting heading Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, that what should a person who is involved in a terminal illness, has lost hope of any recovery or any cure, what should he say? What should he do? Unfortunately, there will be those, Allah protect us, who will complain. Allah couldn't find anyone else. Why do I have to go through this? Why couldn't it be somebody else? These are things which actually destroy the iman of a person. So what should you do? What should you say? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that even that example is there. And Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ مُسْتَنِدٌ إِلَيَّ يَقُولُ. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala would take pride from this, that مَاتَ بَيْنَ سَحَرِي وَنَحْرِي, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away leaning against my chest. The top of his head was against the neck of Aisha radiallahu anha, and he was leaning on the chest of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha at the time of his wafat, at the time of his demise. So she says, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I heard Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ saying, وَهُوَ مُسْتَنِدٌ إِلَيَّ. This word مُسْتَنِدٌ creates an image almost as if you make a pillow of someone. He was leaning against me, in other words, he was lying against Aisha radiallahu anha. From this portion of the hadith, we learn that this was right at the end, just prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. We've run out of time, inshallah, we'll continue.